Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 of the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. John Deaney's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. John, I need a website, or two or three if you got them.
YourExitMap.com is the same as the title of the book, and that's where we have a bunch of free tools for owners that are considering leaving, and they can look at their value, see if it's logical. They can look at their cash flow needs in retirement. They're simple tools. They're not complex. They're not like your financial planner would use.
Right.
But you know, it's worth a look. It's got a lot of educational material and videos on it too.
John makes it in plain English, folks, because if I can understand it, you can understand. That's his guideline. Is he runs all of his stuff by me, and if I get it, he knows anybody else can get it. Hey, John, thank you for being here. YourExitMap.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. John, let's talk about supply chain. One of the things I've been talking about for the last month is what I'm calling the term redundancy. One of the new words we're going to use in post-pandemic world, in the new regular, is redundancy. It's a term often used by the internet connecting world. That way, if you have a connection to the backbone over the internet, if it goes out, if you have redundancy, you got an alternate path. Well, we're going to have to do that scenario. We're going to have to increasingly be expecting people to ask us what our redundancy is in a lot of things, especially supply chain going forward, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely. We've concentrated too much. I thought we found that out with the Japanese earthquake a few years
right.
ago, but apparently not.
No.
And bragging to people that you're buying your stuff cheaply in China doesn't impress them anymore. Because we know how easily that can be disrupted. And, you know, the recent trend down here in South Texas, of course, we know a lot about what's going on in Mexico. And the recent trend was called nearshoring. Okay, I'm not going to build it cheap in China. I'm going to build it cheap in Mexico because I won't have the transportation issues.
Mm-hmm.
But again, with the pandemic and López Obrador doing his good socialist thing, and I don't know if you mm-hmm. heard about it, but he closed down all the companies but legally did not let them lay off their employees.
Wow.
So like a good socialist, he just said, well, you're a capitalist, you can pay them.
Wow.
You just can't do any business. So, you know, companies are fleeing Mexico now and trying to get out any way they can. Of course, Mexico also has very stringent laws about not fleeing, so it doesn't make it easy. But is it the United States? Yeah, some of it will come back here, but our cost structure is still pretty high compared to the rest of the world.
But isn't there going to be a resetting of that, John? I think Wall Street is going to have they've dined out on the. I mean, I've been wondering for years how are these companies driving profit to the bottom line, making these valuations go up so high? How are they doing that during a period of time when the economy wasn't really that strong in the Obama era? And now we know it was because they were just driving their supply chain prices down and driving money to the bottom line. I don't think Wall Street's going to be able to dine out on that anymore. They're going to have to say, okay, we're going to have to pay a nickel more for everything. What do you think?
Some of that. There'll still be commodity-based businesses. And we're going to look at who did this well. Who handled the pandemic? Mm-hmm. And you know what? It was the companies that had experience with SARS and knew they mm-hmm. had to move fast.
Yeah,
you know, it was Vietnam, South Korea, Taiwan. They're doing pretty well, but they did pretty well because they did badly last time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had to go out and learn the lesson for the first time ourselves, you know, this time. So some of it will go there, the cheap stuff, the textile stuff. I don't think you'll see the textile industry come back.
Our relationship with China, though, is going to be changed, isn't it? That's going to change.
It's not going to be good. And China is taking advantage of this, too. China is moving quickly. Well, one of the reasons we won't give aid and Europe won't give aid to the African countries is because China gave them all those loans won't forgive them.
That's right.
And now they know if we give them aid, they're just going to use it to pay Chinese loans.
That's exactly right. So. Yeah, that's something to think about. Hey, John, I got to wrap it up. I need your website again, please.
YourExitMap.com. And all my blog is at Awake at 2 o'clock.
Okay, folks, whatever John says, you're going to want to know about it. You're going to want to stay close to him. Hey, John, good job today, as always. Come back soon and stay well.
Thanks, Jim. You take care of yourself, too.
John Deeney, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when John joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.